Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Doug Loves Movies, being taped live on tape that'll go on a computer thing. I don't understand the technology, but it's happening at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. Lots of great shows to see here, including my monthly show, The Benson Interruption. So go to ucbtheater.com for more details. Tonight is there was a debate that occurred this evening, so that might have affected the turnout a little bit tonight. Did anybody check out the debate before coming here? It was awesome. They took turns making speeches and said some of the same things they always say. But that's cool that you guys saw that and then made it over here. And we got a great I Love Movies for you tonight, let me tell you. I just want to quickly say that the new Saw movie is coming out on October 24, and I just want to give you guys my the Doug Benson Saw update. I didn't see Saw 1, I didn't see Saw 2, I saw Saw 3, I didn't see Saw 4, and I probably won't see Saw 5. My guests tonight are two buddies of mine that agreed to come down here, and they're both awesome. This first gentleman, you know from his very own podcast, it's like top 10 on iTunes. I'm like 61 or some shit like that. So I needed him to boost my ratings. From Never Not Funny, let's hear it for Jimmy Pardo, everybody.
I'm wearing a hoodie in honor of you, and then you're not wearing a hoodie.
I'm not wearing a hoodie. I just went straight up t-shirt tonight.
I very rarely wear a hoodie.
It's a hot autumn evening here in Los Angeles.
Hot August night, huh? Neil Diamond.
Absolutely.
It's
and
October.
My other guest, you excited, Jimmy, about this?
I'm always
you
excited to see this guy.
Right?
This guy is a good friend, and I don't have to tell you, I will now not be the most handsome guy on the stage, which I thought I would be at one point.
You had a shot at it, but now it's going down in flames, because this gentleman, this is also a first for I Love Movies. First Golden Globe winner
is that right?
to appear on the show. You know him from AMC's Mad Men. Let's hear it for John Hamm, everybody. Don fucking Draper.
Language.
I could swear. We're allowed to swear. Just come on in here and use
John
this microphone
there.
Right here. That was Was that, what was better, winning the Golden Globe or coming out just now?
Coming out
just
now,
more exciting?
It's coming out in so many ways is so much fun.
Are you a homosexual, John?
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, you should know that more than anybody.
Ha ha, attaboy.
That's true.
Why is my microphone so far down like this?
Do you want it, you want to do a switcheroo?
No. I'll work it.
I'm tinier
you
than you.
Yank it out and just hold it.
I might just yank it out and hold it.
Attaboy.
Hey-o.
Here we go.
That's got to be a record. Three gay jokes in 4 seconds?
You guys went from zero to gay in an amazing amount of time.
We got a Maserati. My Maserati goes gay 95.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy P.
Is that Sammy Hagar?
My Maserati.
No,
Joe Walsh.
Joey Walsh.
Sammy Hagar can't drive 55.
Or gay 55.
Or gay 55 for that matter. Yeah, think of the man just can't drive.
Period.
Bottom line.
It's too much.
He's the red rocker. He's rocking, not driving, Johnny.
Wabo wabo.
That's right. Tequila. Go ahead, Doug. You had a question? John and I were talking. I apologize.
Sorry about that.
Jimmy, did you go to see a Monday morning mommy movie yesterday? And if so, what was it?
Doug, I can answer that question. No, I did not. I was busy. I was traveling on an aeroplane. But I did see a movie today.
Oh, really? You made up for it.
I did. I made up for it today.
Movie.
Did a matinee today.
Did you take the baby?
Nope. No, sir. Solo today.
All right. What'd the baby do? Just hang out in the car?
Heads up. Wait a minute. Yeah, if it's not a mommy movie, he can't come in. Yeah, so, yeah. He
kind of did, didn't he?
Cracked a window. We're at the Century City Mall
bowl,
there.
A bowl of water. Enough. You're fine.
Give him a bowl of water. Like, not like a small pet or dog.
It wasn't that hot today, really.
It wasn't that bad, right?
No, it wasn't bad at all.
Was it 94?
Ish.
Yeah. Ish.
Were you in the valley?
No. It's hotter in the valley.
Yeah, a lot hotter.
It was nasty in the valley today, I bet. That's why I didn't go. I stuck to the.
Was that the movie you
Hollywood.
Saw, Nasty in the Valley?
I did. I saw Nasty in the Valley. I went to a porn theater.
Is that a good movie?
And Valley, of course, we're talking about a vagina.
Vagina.
And it was nasty. It was curd like.
It was what like?
Nothing. Not worth repeating. Four people heard it, and I hope to God nobody else asked me to repeat it ever again. That was gross. Oh, it was the most nauseating thing. Never mind.
What'd you see today?
Today I saw a motion picture with my friend Greg Kinnear. He was in it. We didn't go together. Flash of Genius. We saw that.
I say that in my act. I ask everybody, have you seen? I saw War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise, and then I go, we didn't go together.
Do you really?
Yeah, and
I didn't
and
know
it's
that.
On record. So.
Well, I'm going to pull out you know what? I need to get to my open microphone tapes because I have one where I said I saw Pretty in Pink with John Cryer.
Wow.
He was in it, not with
way
me.
Way back.
Yeah.
When I did that joke, I said that I saw Pretty in Pink with Harry Dean Stanton.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because I was already pretty alternative even back then.
Actually, the first time I said I went to see this new talkie today called Citizen Kane with Orson Welles. And I actually did go see it with him. And we sat side by side and we talked about the movie.
That's perfect.
Very rarely can you sit with the director.
You went talkie to Citizen Kane, not jazz singer. That's curious.
That's right, yeah. I waited. Right. I wanted to make sure they perfected it.
Finally, they're getting
it
right.
Bad. It was a fad. This is going to die out. We're going to go back to enjoying not having to listen while watching cinema.
Someone, all the organ
Maybe
players
organ
were
player.
Out.
Yeah.
I like the organ player at the silent movie theater here. You ever see him here in L.A.? The
very powerful union.
The
organ players.
Is that right?
Local one.
He doesn't wear like the half mask, though, when he plays the organ for the silent
movie.
No,
he comes
up
from...
He's just an old guy. He comes up out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. That echo's not bothering you?
It's a little echoey.
Okay.
I think the microphones are too close together or something like that. Or it's just too handsome up here.
There's no question about that.
You should apologize now,
Jimmy.
This is a
sexy threesome.
It's not me. It's not me. I don't have a trophy.
What was the movie you saw today, Jimmy?
I saw Flash of Genius with Greg Kinnear.
Oh, no, I thought you said... Okay, that's right. You did the joke about that we didn't go together.
But I went...
But I was really... I was fixated on that you just were hanging out with Greg Kinnear. And
I've got some bigwig friends. I'll from time to time hang out with Corey Feldman as well.
Now, did you mean to see Ghost Town and then it ended up being Flash of Genius and you were like, where is Ricky Gervais in a dentist's smock?
For 115 minutes.
Yeah, the entire time. When is the dentist
going to
come
dentist
into
coming
this?
Where's the ghost?
Shouldn't, when is he going to put on a
dead?
Tuxedo
right?
And run in, walk through a dentist?
Didn't happen.
Been making any sense to me. It's all about a windshield wiper.
And he
finally,
invented the
windshield wiper movie. Right?
He invented the intermittent wiper, right?
Yes.
And then Ford just ran with it and said, "Fuck you, dude."
Adios, Kearns. Yeah.
Oh, all right. And was it a
wasn't
good
movie? This, wasn't the working title of this movie Tucker 2?
It actually was.
All right. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Really? Another man in another dream.
We all have dreams.
We do, almost on a nightly basis. Finally had the alarm going off in the dream,
yes?
And then turning it off and then going back to sleep and then the real alarm going off dream. I'd never had that until today.
Was it disappointing?
Yeah, it's just weird. It's just like now it's like dreams are like, you know, that was more like a dream you'd see in a movie, not a dream you'd really have. So it freaked my shit out. You know what I did? I went back to sleep. And I didn't dream anymore. Because I had to get up too soon.
And here we are.
Thank goodness we can edit that part out.
I wouldn't. We all can relate to that. We all have dreams.
Keep it in.
I'm backing off so that you two can have some cross conversation. I don't want to be caught in the middle here and then I feel like I'm overpowering.
Oh, well,
I'm being polite.
You're doing all right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. You're contributing the perfect amount until right now. This laying back thing, I don't care for that.
Maybe go mic in hand.
I want you in all the time.
Just because then you can go back with it.
I want to be like Entourage, where all three of us speak constantly but never overlap. We're constantly having a conversation, but nobody even for the slightest second overlaps with someone else. It's just your turn.
Aaron Sorkin's Entourage.
Exactly. Walk and talk, and nobody bumps into anything, and nobody talks over each other.
Well, that's because they have direction, Doug.
Oh, is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. I don't like being behind you two, like around the log ride at the amusement park. This thing is horrible. Whose staging is this? You're from the theater? This is horrible staging.
You got to cheat everything out. Like in a theater show, if you're playing a game of poker,
there has to be
no one sitting in the seat with their back to the audience, or it just has to be a dummy or an extra. Because who wants to watch a guy's back the entire time?
Well, a good friend of a
guy.
When he's playing poker. John Hamm, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Your character on Mad Men, what's his favorite movie? Have you done that thing where you sit down and, like a jackass actor and write down all the things that your character likes? Or are you a professional and you just show up and wing it?
I just kind of show up.
Yeah, yeah. I knew that about you.
I didn't write my character page. I haven't gone down the artist's path.
You never do that for any audition?
No.
Well, I'm sure he was a big fan of like Sweet Smell of Success or something like that.
I don't know.
That
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I think he would maybe be less interested in the ins and outs of the hilarious back and forth of public relations and more into thought pieces.
Thought pieces. I like that.
You see the characters very complex.
Like that
Swedish thing where they're playing chess over with death, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's maybe more my guy.
Or what are they playing?
Because he's hilarious.
What are they playing in that Connect Four? Are they playing Connect Four?
The original draft they were.
Yeah.
And it went to chess. Connect Four was huge in Sweden in the 60s.
Is that right?
Huge. Well,
I bet you Don Draper would be a big Paul Newman fan.
I would think so.
I bet you he would have been into his stuff. What's your... Paul Newman's dead, by the way, everybody.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's just in.
Oh.
And...
that's a drag.
What's your favorite, each of you, Jimmy and John, your favorite Paul Newman movie?
Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke? John says Cool Hand Luke.
I have a problem with watching someone eat too many eggs.
Well, that's surprising for you.
I don't like either of the Jackass movies or Cool Hand Luke as a result.
Knowing how big a fan that
There's
I know you are of...
three movies I can't watch.
Knowing how big a fan that I know you are of the McGriddle, I can't imagine...
I know, but the raw egg, just eating the egg...
So it's really the way that the
eggs
are served.
And I think one McGriddle is plenty. I've never had more than one in a sitting.
You wouldn't go 50 on a bet?
I couldn't go 50. That would be horrible.
It would be nauseating.
And what's your favorite, Paul Newman...
It's interesting that you ask this. You know, on my very popular podcast that you alluded to earlier, mm-hmm. I predicted that this gentleman would become the lead singer of Journey. I predicted that on my podcast. We also predicted Paul Newman would die within 3 weeks on my podcast. So my podcast is a soothsayer.
What's your next sooth you're going to say? What's next on
the sooth
agenda?
I'm not comfortable with that, but let me just tell you that Pat Harrington better watch his back. He played
Pat
Schneider.
Harrington was, of course, Schneider on One Day at a Time.
Yeah. That's
he
right.
He always played fast and loose with that hammer.
You don't know what he's going to do.
Hammer and a hairdryer. That's never a good combination.
Ever. The two H's? Look out.
No one here is old enough to get that.
No, I should have updated that reference. I should have made that a Steve O.
Yeah, that would be good.
Isn't he already dead?
In my eyes.
What's the name of the kid on Two and a Half Men? He's a good reference.
Charlie Sheen?
John Cryer. Same joke, idiots.
Angus T. Young,
Two
is that his
idiots.
Name?
Angus. His name is Angus.
It is
Angus. I think so.
Like he's the half man.
So your favorite?
I like Absence of Malice. I also do like his performance in Color of Money.
Academy Award winning performance.
Yeah, and he was great. That. Just at the end where he just goes, I'm back! And then he, you know, splits the balls. Man, that's a great scene.
Now, the movie is about pool, for those of you who don't know.
That was also in the Valley.
I was going to say.
He's playing pool at the time, for those of you who are wondering why he'd say, I'm back, and then split the balls. He's going in for another exam. I'm back!
I'm back! Split
them! Cough. I'd have to go, maybe, since you guys didn't take it, because all those are great movies, I'm going to go with Slapshot. I'm going to say Slapshot,
of course. Oh, I didn't even think of the comedies.
All those Paul Newman comedies. The one about the building on fire, and the one about the logging industry, and the one about Mr.
Which
one's Bridge.
That? Road to Perdition? Which
Cars.
One's that?
Cars was good, right?
No.
I didn't like it.
I didn't either, like, but my friend Matt hates it so much, I assume I hate it.
Gas prices being what they are, I can't afford to watch Cars.
You got to be excited about Cars 2 to bring that joke back, huh?
Oh, can they make a Cars 2 without Paul Newman? That's the question. Jimmy did a gesture for those of you listening. He crossed his fingers.
Fingers crossed.
Yes,
fingers crossed. Yeah, I didn't care. Cars was the first Pixar miss for me, the first swing and a miss, because I don't give a shit if a car wins a race or not. When there's a driver inside it, but the car also talks.
What if it's an adorable car?
Well, yeah. They were
like
really
Dune
cute. Did you guys see Speed Racer?
No.
Yes, on a plane.
Really? Me too. I saw it on a plane. What a fucked up movie that
Crazy.
Is.
But I was sort of, it won me over.
I was intrigued the entire time, but it's
over.
Really fucked up.
Crazy.
Like every transition throughout the entire movie is somebody's face, you know, in full screen going all the way across the screen.
Yes.
Like repeatedly. Like, you know, John Goodman, like his face will be like a wipe to the next scene. And every time they're racing cars, it's on these incredible tracks with like loop-de-loops.
No gravity and everything.
And no gravity and no concern for any kind of
safety whatsoever.
Or any cinematic rules so that you can know who's winning when or why or how. And how the fuck it... Where does the chimp come into play? Like it's such a crazy-ass movie.
That's a problem with so many movies when you have to figure out when the chimp comes into play.
Yeah, why is the chimp there?
That was my problem with Slapshot, really.
It's when is the chimp going to come into play?
Why isn't the chimp on skates yet?
Come on.
God, that would be great if there's a chimp in Slapshot. How about recreating Slapshot with entirely chimps?
Well, what movie does have a chimp on skates?
All chimp cast.
Didn't we watch that on Interrupts the Movies? Did we watch some chimp on skates?
A chimp on skates? I think we might have, but I can't remember what it was.
What movie was that, chimp on skates?
Who was the chimp that used to be have a big part in TV Guide's...
Mr. Muggs. He was on the Today Show with Don Galloway or something.
I don't know
like
Mr.
That.
Muggs.
Dave Galloway.
What was Mr. Muggs?
Mr. Muggs was
I'm
the Today Show.
I'm a 70-year-old man.
When the Today Show first started, the host had like a sidekick that was a monkey named Mr. Muggs.
What?
Yeah, yes. Eventually replaced by Meredith Vieira, but yes.
Yay!
I was going to say
it used to be a monkey.
Hey-o.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be racist.
I
would be racist.
To just
it would
keep
be horrible,
it sexist.
But it's okay.
It's all right in these times. That's debate night.
No, I know.
What night better
why
to be racist?
Why wouldn't you inject race into this?
Let's
talk
it.
About it.
Let's do it.
Let's inject
God
some race.
Damn it.
Your favorite racist movie of all time, if you had to name one.
I got
to
go Color of Money again.
Color of Money?
It's got color right in the title.
It's right in the title.
More color, more problems.
Yeah.
So
mine would be the color purple.
Oh, you got a lot of
racist.
Trouble with that, yeah.
Very racist.
Mm-hmm.
You mean was the movie racist or am I racist for watching it?
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm confused.
I didn't really think about it before I threw that out there.
Yeah.
Which movie
clarify.
Makes you feel the most racist for watching it? License to Drive and Colors?
Yeah.
Those are both
License to Drive.
Those are both about the city streets and
about the streets of LA,
down.
Sure.
Yeah,
there's only
going to
name movies that have color or some word referencing color in it.
I was thinking about Song of the South the other day and
oh,
how
yeah.
racist it was. And then now there's still a ride at Disneyland that celebrates that movie but leaves out all the racist parts.
That's
it's
a horrible
like
ride.
It's just two-thirds of the movie.
It's just the animals singing and then you plummet to your death.
Do they literally stop singing when the formerly racist parts were like? Did they ever update the tracks, or is there just a weird pause?
I don't know. That was a weird movie. I remember as a kid not liking it because I thought it was boring. You know, I didn't dislike it for its racism.
Of live action and animation. And the
That was the thing. Is the live action, like the fox was supposed to be like, or the bear was supposed to be like the white man, and the fox was like a black dude.
Classic.
Who constantly tricked the white man so that he didn't really have to do his work.
Because they're sneaky.
That he was supposed to do. Yeah, and then Uncle Remus was an old black guy that told the white kids the story. And then, I don't know how this figures into it, but eventually one white boy, a bull, jams one of his head horns into the kid's ass and draws blood out of the kid's ass.
Which is the civil rights movement, I think.
That's what that was?
Yeah.
I thought it was the Underground Railroad, but that's close enough.
One of the two.
I don't know how we got on that subject.
Oh, I do.
Remus is a name that really has fallen out of favor, isn't it?
It really has. You don't hear about a Remus.
Nobody's named Remus anymore.
I did not.
Remus Pardo?
No. That's horrible.
It's not too late.
No, that's true.
I saw Gretchen Mol on The View today, and they named their kid, a boy, they named it Ptolemy.
No.
P-T-O-M-L-E-M-E. Ptolemy.
Why is that P in there?
Because that's how the word's spelled.
I understand P-T- that. What does it mean? I don't know. I guess I don't
Ptolemy.
Know what that word means.
It's, well, I don't think it means something. I think it's just a name, but it's like a really old-fashioned
it's like
one.
Pneumatic.
Well, yeah, it's like naming your kid Pneumatic.
No, John, you don't pronounce the P in that.
But you could.
But most people don't.
But it's still there.
There's no question about that.
That's why it's there.
But why is it there?
Well,
let's talk about language.
It has something to do with the Greeks.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's all Greek origin?
I had a feeling you guys would be good together.
Oh, boy.
Now, when does you have a movie coming out, John? Is that correct?
I do.
Called The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yes.
With Keanu Reeves plays the thing that stood still.
He doesn't play the Earth.
He doesn't move much. What's his name?
His name is Klaatu.
Now, okay, so but when he says Klaatu Barada Nictu,
which is Gretchen Mol's other child.
Yeah. When he says Klaatu Barada Nictu, he's saying his own name. Klaatu is going to Barada Nictu on your asses, is essentially what he's saying.
He's casting a vote for Obama, is what he's doing.
Oh, okay. And when does this come out? In time for the election?
12-12. No, it'll be we'll have a new president by then.
Wow, that's going to be a strange new world when
it
your
sure
movie
will be.
Comes out.
And all I know is that the Secretary of Defense on December the 12th will be Kathy Bates.
Oh, she's a good actress.
Yes. So whoever gets elected has to immediately
take her under the wing.
She won an Academy
Seems
Award
fair.
For doing to James Caan what most people in the industry have wanted to do for years. Just take a goddamn sledgehammer and go to town.
You know, my father-in-law went to school with Jimmy Caan. They went
really?
To,
Let's bring him out. Jimmy, come on out.
Come on out, Jimmy.
And now they both work together at the Montecito Hotel in Vegas, right?
Jimmy Caan, I used to live in an apartment building in Pasadena, California back in 1986. And for reasons to this second I don't understand, Caan would come and swim at the pool every day. He's a movie star. And he would come to this shit complex in Pasadena and swim.
He's been in good shape.
He was in very good shape.
Yeah.
I wear a Speedo in 86. I had a mohawk and a mullet, both. Mid-80s, buddy.
That's a tough combo.
Had a Wham! T-shirt on.
Sleeveless?
Yeah, sleeveless. Yeah, choose life, friend.
Sorry.
Do you feel good about the movie?
Yeah, I do. It's a.
Think people enjoy it?
I think so.
It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah, and it's a remake, as you probably know, of a 1950s sci-fi movie. So I think 50 years have passed, and it's time.
It's time
for the update.
And it's a cautionary tale of that sort of thing, and it's directed by a guy who directed The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which was a pretty cool movie that kind of scary movie type thing.
Yeah, surprise hit, that movie.
And he kind of brought a cool sort of, for a big budget popcorn type movie, he brought kind of a really tense suspense vibe to it, and I think it'll be good. I say 12 lines in it, so...
You're the star of the movie.
Well, I'm the star of the movie, is what I'm trying to say by the 12 lines I have.
Well, here's a movie you're not in. It's time to play the Leonard Maltin game. I will list off the cast of a movie from the bottom to the top, leaving out the best names for last. If either one of you think you know what movie I'm describing, say stop,
Are we competing as a team or against each other?
You're against each other.
You're damn right we are.
All right.
Bring it on, Ham. Let's do this.
This is from 1991.
Do you feel confident?
Well, this is something I think I could beat you at, so let's do this.
Do you feel confident?
I do not. No, right, but go ahead.
I'm looking. 91.
What's that?
You were 11 years old when this came out.
Okay, so this is 91?
91.
So I'm 11? All right, go.
Here we go. You might have gone with your mommy to a mommy movie to see this.
1991?
Yeah.
Do you give us the genre, or do we just have to start guessing?
No genre.
Go.
All right. The first name on the list is William Shallert.
Oh, Star Trek.
Many people don't know. No, Shallert. William Shallert.
Oh, T.J. Hooker.
He's the voice of the toaster in the Pop-Tart commercials.
You knew that.
I knew that.
No, I don't feel confident.
The next name. This is from 1991. Next name. New in the biz. Just getting going. Martin Lawrence.
In 91?
In 91. Martin Lawrence in 91.
That's not Bad Boys.
What do you think he was up to? No, it's not Bad Boys. He wouldn't get such shitty billing. Queen Latifah wasn't in Bad Boys, but she's in this.
Boomerang?
I don't know.
Oh, that is a Boomerang's a good guess.
I don't.
Nice urban pull.
Urban Pull is also a movie Jimmy saw.
Yeah, I did.
Earlier.
Very
today.
True.
Cameron is in this.
Sure.
Wait, the name is just Cameron?
Cameron. Yeah, so that's sort of a clue, I guess.
I don't see these movies.
Iman was in it as well.
Oh, Iman? Oh, I saw
Iman.
This.
Tisha Campbell was in it. That's a
House
really
Party. Is it House Party? House Party 2.
More specific, House Party 2 is correct.
Well done.
You don't see these movies. You were out on the road and you saw this.
I never saw it. Never saw it, but
George Stanford Brown was in it, of course.
Sure.
Married to Tyne Daly. And then what was going to be the giveaway is Christopher Martin and Christopher Reed.
Yes.
Kid and Play.
Superman.
Kid and Play.
Christopher Reed.
Kid and Play. All right, Jimmy, so that you won the book, you get to pick a movie.
Oh!
And
is that
then
right?
John and I will compete against one another.
Okay.
This is not going to go well.
Here we go. I'm going to pick a...
Should have been Boomerang.
Shows Mad Men's picked up already, right? For many more?
Not officially.
Not officially.
It will be.
Interesting.
I didn't see last week, by the way, Johnny. I apologize.
AMC's playing it close to the vest because they got one other show. So, like, you gotta build a schedule. Yeah,
absolutely.
I used to have a show on AMC, and I blame Mad Men for canceling it.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
I don't blame you. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Do you blame Breaking Bad at all as well?
What?
Nothing?
No, I don't blame. Here we go. From 1992.
I like it.
1992.
Era.
I was very alert at the time.
Melvin Van Peebles.
Wow.
Not Mario.
Wow. Yeah,
this is Melvin.
Is Mario in it as well? Because he'd put his old man in movies.
New Jack City.
No.
Damn.
John Witherspoon.
Spoons! Winky Dinky Dog!
Was it Hollywood Shuffle? No.
No, sir.
Too early in the alphabet there.
Tisha Campbell.
Don't look at the alphabet
Tisha
order.
Tisha Campbell.
Yeah, she did a lot in those 2 years.
Tisha, wow. Tisha. Spoons,
was it Boomerang?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Couldn't believe it was going that
nice.
Long.
Nice. Nice one.
And now you've won the book, John.
I would have got it when you got to Halle Berry or
Mrs.
Mike Tyson.
Would have been a long time before they got to Halle Berry.
What's her name? Givens, Robin Givens.
Oh, I like this.
Oh,
here we go. That was a fun one.
That was fun.
Oh, I like this.
See the joy in that.
What else you got? What do you got to plug, Jimmy? What do you got going on?
Well, I got the very popular podcast. I got some live shows here at the UCB. I don't have any motion pictures coming out. I was cut out of every one I shot this year. And
you shot a few?
Shot a few.
Were you cut out of? What's
one, I didn't
biggest
get the
disappointment?
Show up. Dreamgirls was my biggest disappointment, but that's 2 years ago. That was a nice size part.
What'd you do in that?
I was a club owner that introduced the Dreams for the very first time.
Oh, in like Florida or something?
In Florida, yeah. The Crystal Ballroom is proud to present.
Oh, so they just showed Bobby Slayton doing his stand-up and then...
And then a voiceover to introduce them.
Oh,
yeah.
Jimmy.
Disappointing.
Yeah, because you like musicals.
I love musicals and the Negro. So it was a... What happened? What happened? We're talking about Boomerang and House Party. What? I'm the bad guy? I chose Boomerang.
I understand that.
You
I
did.
Can't imagine
you really,
why you were cut
you
out.
Really struck a blow for equal rights by choosing Boomerang in the Leonard Maltin game.
I'm going to keep it on the same tip here. All right.
Oh, really? That's a clue.
89.
It's another black
the year
movie.
I graduated high school.
Is that true?
89 yes, black movie.
Oh my god, you're younger than me.
Class of 89.
And more successful, but
Robin
I
Harris no longer with us.
Yeah,
Harris.
House
we lost
Party 1?
No.
In 89.
Arsenio Hall.
Coming to America.
No.
Oh, good guess, though.
Well, you're mad at me for guessing
that. No, I'm just forcefully answering. Layla Rochon.
Oh, right. I know her. I can
Jasmine
picture her.
Guy.
Jasmine Guy.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, Cosby Show the movie.
Yes. Different world of motion movie. Picture.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a really different world.
Yeah. Is Marisa Tomei next? Then it's definitely different world of motion picture.
No, but Stan Shaw is next.
Oh, Stan Shaw. Oh, good man, Stan Shaw.
He often plays retarded boxers.
Berlinda Tolbert.
Oh, I'm never going to get this.
Who's 89. That lady?
Funny money? Is it funny money?
No, it's not. It's about to get
easy.
Easier.
Okay.
Della Reese.
Oh, touched by an angel.
That didn't help.
Chico the Man.
No.
Could you just give us one white person?
Coincidentally, a white person is next.
Yes, see, there has to be one.
Michael Lerner.
Michael Lerner. Oh, that's the guy that was nominated for Barton Fink.
Yes.
Who's the woman with that name?
Another,
Michael Lerner?
Another whitey coming up.
Yeah, there's a woman, Michael Lerner, that was on The Waltons.
Daniel Aiello.
Danny Aiello.
Oh, Do the Right Thing.
White.
No.
Danny Aiello and...
Arsenio Hall wasn't a Do the Right Thing, but a horrible guess.
He was cut out.
Oh, Nighthawks.
No.
That's not the name of that movie.
With
Bruce
Sylvester
Willis.
Sloan.
What's that movie with... What's the movie with Aiello and Bruce Willis?
That would be Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk. Something about a hawk.
Next one up. Red Fox.
Oh, holy, this is under a cherry moon.
What?
I got excited.
Red
I thought I got
Fox.
It.
This is amazing.
I'm one for one today.
Next one.
Uh-huh.
After this is the star of the show.
Yeah, okay.
The next one, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor and then the star. Wow.
Does everybody in the room know this
so
but
hard.
Us? Don't snap at me like that, lady. Oh, my God, like you've been waiting to say that for 15 years. Yes, you two idiots. Dunces.
Stupid white people.
The final, the,
okay,
the
here
star
we go.
Of the picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
I figured that, but that
from
doesn't 89. Help me.
Oh, wait.
Beverly Hills
Harlem
Cop
Nights?
Three? Harlem Nights. That's it.
Wow, I can't believe some of you knew that.
And the circle is complete.
That's crazy. We did it, you guys. Keep it going for my guests, John Hamm, Jimmy Pardo, Never Not Funny, Mad Men. And of course, until next time, Willem Dafoe is a shithead.
His viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the